Combs.
Puff Daddy?
Yeah.
P. Diddy, whatever you call yourself these days. Yeah, go ahead.
I had sex with Cassie and Sean. Basically, he would masturbate and tell me what to do with Cassie. I was like a sex slave, okay? For them, that's what I was. That's all right? I caught herpes, and I came back, and I sued him for the herpes, and won. But Thetis and Ross, which they're good buddies, okay? Mm-hmm. They're gay.
Who?
Both. Thetis and Ross. And Khaled. They're all gay, okay?
DJ Khaled, Rick Ross, and P. Diddy?
Yeah.
They're all gay?
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
To any of you people who thought 2016 was the apex of clown world, let me introduce you to 2024. Holy balls, we off to a great start. There's a whole bunch of extraterrestrials going. No, nope. They don't even care about us anymore. Those people down there, that place is so fucking crazy. They don't care about UFOs. They don't care about alien disclosure. No. Nope. They finding out that the Hollywood Illuminati sex gangs are a thing. Yeah, I know. I've seen Eyes Wide Shut. Stanley Kubrick wasn't a crazy person. That dude was trying to tell us what's what. Then they killed that dude. But anyhow, Epstein didn't kill himself, by the way. Now you've got this. I don't even remember a shootout at a Trump resort. I mean, I'm completely out of it. In 2018, this man right here showed up to a Trump resort. This is the National Doral Resort, and got into an altercation because he was screaming all this anti-Trump rhetoric. The security guards were looking at this goofball, tried to kick him out, and then he started popping a gun off. All right, and so I guess 2018 was so crazy that this didn't really register on my radar, but here we are in 2024 talking about it because his interrogation. It sounds crazy in 2018. In 2018, his interrogation, oh yeah, that dude's fucking crazy. That's definitely a victim of MK Ultra. And now in 2024, you're like, no, that's on point. Yep. Oh, P. Diddy's gay? Oh, okay. Allegedly, P. Diddy, Rick Ross, and a whole bunch of West Coast rappers are gay, allegedly. And they're engaged in human trafficking and drug dealing? This is fucking wild. By the way, the fucking interrogation of this is just fucking gold. He's sitting there going, yeah, I was hanging out with Diddy, okay? And he'd have gay sex with me. He'd have gay, you know Rick Ross? You know Rick Ross? Yeah. Him and Diddy would have gay sex. They'd watch me masturbate and make me do stuff. I was kind of like a sex slave. The fucking police officer's like, this motherfucker a high as balls. This dude on a whole bunch of MK Ultra CIA Kool-Aid. But no, again, fucking Diddy just settled out of court with a woman who was saying very similar shit. This is fucking wild. And by the way, where's Diddy? Where's Hunter? Where's Diddy? Fucking insane. So here you've got an interrogation video from 2018 involving Jonathan Odie, a man involved in a violent episode at the Trump National Doral Resort in Florida. It's come to light, revealing shocking allegations against music mogul Sean Diddy Combs and singer Cassie Ventura. So this dude stormed the lobby, started screaming a whole bunch of stuff, and then got into a shooting match. Later, shooting into the ceiling and the chandeliers as officers rushed in. And this is what he had to say, quote, this is what's going to be taken out of context, Abe. Leave the cough in there while you do it. Quote, I had sex with Cassie and Sean. He would masturbate and tell me what to do to Cassie. I had like 15 encounters. I was like a sex slave for them. That's what I was. I got herpes on the... Oh, shit, this fucking interrogations... Just pure gold. Holy balls. Netflix. Run this up there. Race swap all of the characters involved, of course. But there you go. That dude got the clap, boys, and gonorrhea and herpes. From Sean P. Diddy Combs. Holy balls. The footage also captures Odie asserting that Diddy was part of an underground group known as the Beer, which he suggests is connected to the Illuminati. I'll bet. He further claimed that Diddy, rapper Rick Ross, and DJ Khaled are secretly gay and that many well-known rappers are involved in drug smuggling. It's over at the Gateway Pundit, by the way. Head over there, give them some traffic, and watch the whole fucking video of this interrogation. It's awesome. This sounds crazy as shit a few years ago. I mean, not to me. Not to you in the audience, by the way. Apex informational creatures that you are. You knew that these people were doing this. But to normies out there, if you would have... They were all the normies like, that motherfucker's crazy. And now they're sitting there going, DJ Khalid, I know. Oh, well, allegedly, of course. Allegedly. But there you go. P. Diddy and his West Coast Epstein organization that went out and specifically stumped for Hillary Clinton, promoted Hillary Clinton, campaigned for Hillary Clinton, did the same for Joe Biden, then did the same and came out and said, blah, oh, blumph, oh, that raises blah, but we gotta do something about these white motherfuckers like blah, oh, blumph. It's our time now. We was kings, boys. We built the pyramids and the space stations. Okay, well, that entire group is involved in Epstein-like-esque situations where their MK Ultra sex slave bots are shooting up Trump properties. Holy balls, we in a battle of good versus weird. I mean, it's well past evil, boys. It's weird evil. But there you go. Where's this guy at today? Where's he? Is he in prison still? Did a bunch of Hollywood weirdos post his bail, post his bond, get him out of there? Did a district attorney drop the charges on this? Who knows, lads? Who knows? Actually, it's probably in the article. Go read the full article. But that's hilarious. That's vibing. That's hilarious. Where did he? Where did he? Where he at? His hitman's on the loose over here. P. Diddy's, I don't know, is he gay or bi or what? Is he non-gender, non-binary gender fluid? What is this dude over here with herpes, with his filthy dick? Either way, Sean P. Diddy Combs, polyamorous, fucking herpes-riddled hitman? Holy balls, crazy, I love it. All right, if you want to be kept up to date with all the weirdness that we are definitely going to be entangled with on our way to 2024, hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.